Hey there, art enthusiasts and English Plus podcast lovers. Welcome back to another captivating episode of English Plus. I'm your host, Danny, and today we're about to embark on a colorful journey into the world of modern art. Now, I know what you're thinking. Danny, art? Really? I thought we were an English podcast. Well, my friends, I believe that life is like a painting, and we're here to explore the vibrant colors and bold brush strokes of the language of art. After all, English can be just as expressive as any painting or sculpture. And besides that, we are not here to learn English out of context. I'm a strong believer in learning English in the context of real-life topics, topics you will need to expand your English language and knowledge at the same time. After all, that's why we are English Plus, not just English. So, today we're diving deep into the evolution of modern art. A topic that's not only fascinating, but crucial for understanding the creative landscape of today. You see, modern art isn't just about throwing paint at a canvas and calling it a day, although, let's be honest, that can be pretty fun. Well, it's about understanding how artists throughout history have pushed boundaries, questioned conventions, and changed our perspectives. By exploring the twists and turns of modern art's evolution, we'll gain a greater appreciation for the masterpieces that surround us and the creative geniuses who brought them to life. So buckle up and let's get ready to traverse the artistic timeline. All right, let's set the stage for our artistic journey. Modern art, as we know it, emerged in the late 19th century, shaking up the art world and breaking free from the traditional styles that had dominated for centuries. But you may wonder, what exactly triggered this dramatic shift? Well, the birth of modern art was influenced by a perfect storm of factors. First, we have social and political changes. The world was becoming more connected, and people were exposed to new ideas and cultures. Artists began to question their place in society and the role of art in reflecting and shaping these changes. Second, technological advancements played a significant part in the development of modern art. The invention of photography, for example, forced artists to rethink the purpose of painting. I mean, why paint a realistic portrait when you can just snap a photo, right? This led to a shift in focus from merely depicting reality to exploring the emotions and ideas behind the subject. And finally, there was a major shift in artistic philosophies. Artists started to believe that art should be about personal expression and breaking away from the rigid rules of the past. They wanted to create something new and unique, pushing the boundaries of what art could be. Now, you can't talk about the birth of modern art without mentioning the avant-garde. These were the trailblazers, the rebels, the rule-breakers who challenged traditional art norms and paved the way for a new artistic era. They were like the punk rockers of the art world, turning their noses up at the stuffy establishment and doing their own thing. And boy, did they make an impact. The avant-garde artists started experimenting with new techniques, materials, and subjects, pushing the boundaries of what was considered art. They questioned the status quo and sought to redefine the very essence of artistic expression. These daring innovators laid the groundwork for the diverse array of modern art movement that would follow. So, there you have it. The emergence of modern art was fueled by a blend of social and political changes, technological advancement, and a shift in artistic philosophies. And of course, the avant-garde played a huge role in challenging traditional norms and pushing the limits of what art could be. Now that we've set the stage, let's dive into some of the most influential modern art movements and the artists who made them famous. As we venture into the world of modern art, we'll encounter numerous movements and pioneers who left their mark on history. One of the first and most famous of these movements is Impressionism. Now, I know you've heard of it. Even if you're not an art buff, you've probably seen Monet's water lilies or Renoir's vibrant dance scenes. But what is Impressionism, really? Impressionism emerged in France during the 1860s and 70s. And it was all about capturing the fleeting moment, the mood, the light, and the atmosphere. Instead of focusing on meticulous details and realistic depictions, Impressionist artists used loose brush strokes and vibrant colors to create a sense of movement and spontaneity. Claude Monet is often considered the father of Impressionism. He was a master at capturing the ever-changing light and color in his landscapes, like his famous series of water lilies or haystacks. In fact, the term Impressionism comes from one of his paintings, Impression Sunrise, which sparked quite a controversy at the time. But let's not forget the other giants of Impressionism, Pierre-Auguste Renoir and Edgar Degas. Renoir was known for his radiant, joyful paintings of people, often depicting social gatherings and dance scenes. He had a knack for capturing the energy and spirit of the moment. On the other hand, Degas was famous for his fascination with ballet dancers, capturing their grace and movement with a unique perspective. Impressionism was a game changer in the art world. It marked a departure from traditional, realistic painting and opened the door for new ways of seeing and depicting the world around us. The influence of the Impressionists can still be seen today as artists continue to explore the possibilities of color, light, and movement in their work. So after the artistic earthquake that was Impressionism, what came next? Enter Post-Impressionism, a movement that emerged in the 1880s and 90s. While the post-impressionists were influenced by the impressionist focus on color and light, they took things a step further, exploring new ways to express emotions and delve deeper into the psychological aspects of their subjects. And who better to start with than the iconic Vincent van Gogh? Van Gogh's paintings are known for their bold colors and expressive brush strokes. The famous Starry Night is a perfect example of how he used swirling lines and vivid hues to create a sense of movement and emotion. Van Gogh's tragically short life was marked by personal struggles, but his art continues to inspire and captivate audiences around the world. Another post-impressionist heavyweight is Paul Gauguin. Gauguin was not only an artist, but also an adventurer, traveling for far-off places like Tahiti to find inspiration for his exotic and colorful paintings. His work often featured bold, flat shapes and rich colors, combined with a touch of symbolism and spiritual themes. Gauguin sought to break free from the confines of Western art and explore new artistic horizons. And last but not least, we have Paul Cézanne. Often referred to as the father of modern art, Cézanne's work laid the foundation for the abstract and non-representational art that would come later. He was interested in capturing the underlying structure and form of his subjects, using geometric shapes and planes of color to create a sense of depth and solidity. His innovative approach to painting had a profound influence on the artists who followed in his footsteps. So, there you have it, post-impressionism, a movement that took the color and light of impressionism and added an extra layer of emotional depth, psychological insight, and artistic innovation. Van Gogh, Gauguin, and Cézanne were pioneers in this movement, and their contributions to the world of art cannot be overstated. As we continue our journey through the evolution of modern art, we arrive at a movement that embraced color like never before, Fauvism. Fauvism emerged in the early 20th century, and its name comes from the French word fauve, which means wild beast. And let me tell you, these artists were wild about color. Fauvism was all about using color as a means of expression rather than just a tool to depict reality. Fauvist artists like Henri Matisse, André Derain, and Maurice de Vlaminck used bold, vibrant, and often unexpected colors to create striking, emotion-filled paintings. Henri Matisse is perhaps the most famous of the Fauvists, and for good reason. His mastery of color and composition is evident in his works like The Joy of Life and Dance. Matisse once said that he wanted his art to be like a good armchair which provides relaxation from physical fatigue. And indeed, his paintings have a soothing, joyful quality that invites the viewer to take a moment of respite from the chaos of everyday life. André Derain, another key figure in Fauvism, was known for his bold, expressive landscapes and city scenes. His use of color was daring and unconventional, as seen in works like London Bridge and The Pool of London. Derain's fearless approach to color helped to redefine the boundaries of artistic expression. And last but not least, we have Maurice de Vlaeminck, who was not only a painter but also a writer and musician. Vlaeminck's paintings are characterized by their intense, fiery colors and vigorous brushstrokes, creating a sense of energy and passion. Works like The River Seine at Chatou and The Red Trees showcase his love for color and its ability to evoke emotions. Fauvism may have been a relatively short-lived movement, but its impact on the art world was immense. By prioritizing color and emotion over realistic representation, the Fauvists paved the way for future artists to explore new and exciting ways of expressing themselves through their work. Now let's venture into another significant movement in the world of modern art, Expressionism. Emerging in the early 20th century, Expressionism was characterized by its focus on conveying deep emotions and the inner world of the artist. Unlike the Fauvists, who used color primarily for its emotional impact, the Expressionists often combined color with distorted forms and exaggerated perspectives to create intense, powerful works of art. One of the leading figures of Expressionism was Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, a founding member of the influential artist group known as Die Brücke, or The Bridge in English. Kirchner's paintings are known for their vivid colors, jagged lines, and emotional intensity. Works like Berlin Street Scene and Self-Portrait as a Soldier demonstrate his unique approach to capturing the human experience, often with a sense of anxiety and tension. Next up, we have Vasily Kandinsky, a true pioneer in the world of abstract art. Kandinsky believed that art should be free from the constraints of representing the physical world and instead sought to express the spiritual and emotional aspects of life. His groundbreaking paintings, such as Composition 8 and Improvisation 28, are marked by their use of geometric shapes, swirling lines, and bold colors, creating a visual language that transcends traditional boundaries. And last but not least, we have Oskar Kokoschka, an Austrian artist who played a significant role in the development of Expressionism. Kokoschka's work often depicted the darker aspects of human existence with paintings like The Tempest and The Bridge of the Wind, showcasing his ability to evoke powerful emotions through his use of color, form, and composition. Expressionism was a movement that sought to capture the essence of human emotion and the inner world of the artist. The groundbreaking work of Kirchner, Kandinsky, and Kokoschka helped to redefine what art could be, paving the way for countless artists to explore new and innovative ways of expressing themselves through their creations. All right, folks, it's time to talk about one of the most revolutionary movements in modern art, Cubism. Originating in the early 20th century, Cubism was a radical departure from the traditional ways of depicting reality in art. Instead of painting objects and figures as they appear in the real world, Cubist artists broke them down into geometric shapes and forms, presenting multiple viewpoints simultaneously. This approach challenged the very essence of what art could be. Well, you can't talk about Cubism without mentioning the legendary Pablo Picasso. Picasso, along with his fellow artist Georges Braque, is credited with founding the Cubist movement. Picasso's groundbreaking painting, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, is often cited as the first major work of Cubism, with its distorted, angular figures and fractured planes. As Picasso continued to develop his Cubist style, he produced some of the most iconic and influential works of art in history, such as Guernica and Three Musicians. Picasso's genius extended beyond Cubism, but it was this movement that truly cemented his place as a titan of modern art. Georges Braque, the co-founder of Cubism, was equally instrumental in shaping the movement. Braque's work often focused on still lifes and landscapes, breaking them down into their most basic geometric components. His paintings like Violin and Candlestick and Man with a Guitar showcase his mastery of form and composition. And his collaboration with Picasso was essential in defining the Cubist style. Finally, we have Juan Gris, a Spanish artist who played a significant role in the development of Cubism. Gris's work is characterized by its precise geometric compositions and harmonious color palettes. Pieces like The Sun Blind and Portrait of Picasso demonstrate Gris's unique approach to Cubism, which often incorporated elements of collage and an emphasis on structure and order. Cubism was truly a groundbreaking movement that forever changed the course of art history. By challenging traditional notions of representations and perspective, artists like Picasso, Braque, and Gris opened up new possibilities for artistic expression and paved the way for the diverse array of movements and styles that would follow in the years to come. Now let's dive into the world of Dada, a movement that was equal parts art and rebellion. Dada emerged in the midst of World War I with artists like Marcel Duchamp, Tristan Tzara, and Jean Arp, using their work as a means of protesting the chaos and destruction of the world around them. Dada was anti-establishment, anti-tradition, and often anti-art itself, pushing the boundaries of what could be considered art and challenging the status quo. Marcel Duchamp is perhaps the most famous Dada artist, known for his provocative and often controversial works. One of his most infamous pieces, Fountain, is simply a urinal turned on its side and signed with a pseudonym. Duchamp's ready-mades, as he called them, were everyday objects presented as art, forcing the viewer to question the very nature of art and its role in society. Tristan Tzara, a poet and key figure in the Dada movement, was instrumental in spreading Dada's anarchic ideas throughout Europe. Tzara's poetry, manifestos, and performances were characterized by their playful use of language, nonsense, and absurdity. He sought to break down the barriers between art and life, challenging traditional artistic conventions and encouraging spontaneity and experimentation. Lastly, we have Jean Arp, a versatile artist who worked in a variety of media, including sculpture, painting, and collage. Arp's abstract and biomorphic forms were influenced by the natural world, but they also expressed his disillusionment with the chaos of modern society. Works like Collage with Squares Arranged According to the Laws of Chance and Forest exemplify Arp's unique approach to art, which embraced chance and randomness as a means of creative expression. The Dada movement was a radical departure from the traditional art world, driven by artists who were disillusioned with society and eager to challenge the status quo. Through their unconventional and often provocative works, Duchamp, Tzara, and Arp forever changed the way we think about art and its role in our lives. As we continue exploring the fascinating world of modern art, let's delve into Surrealism. A movement that sought to unlock the mysteries of the subconscious mind and unleash the power of imagination. Surrealism emerged in the 1920s, influenced by the earlier Dada movement and the revolutionary ideas of Sigmund Freud. Surrealist artists like Salvador Dali, René Magritte, and Max Ernst created dreamlike, fantastical images that blurred the line between reality and fantasy. Salvador Dali is undoubtedly the most famous surrealist, known for his captivating and bizarre paintings that transport the viewer into a world of dreams and hallucinations. Dali's iconic The Persistence of Memory, with its melting clocks and surreal landscape, is a prime example of his ability to create unforgettable, mind-bending images. His work often incorporated themes of time, memory, and the subconscious, exploring the hidden depths of the human mind. René Magritte, another surrealist master, is known for his thought-provoking and enigmatic paintings that challenge our perceptions of reality. Magritte's work often featured ordinary objects in unexpected and impossible contexts, forcing the viewer to question their assumptions and expectations. One of his most famous pieces, The Son of Man, depicts a man in a suit with an apple obscuring his face, a simple yet powerful image that has captivated audiences for decades. Lastly, we have Max Ernst, a versatile artist whose work encompassed painting, sculpture, and collage. Ernst was a pioneer of the frottage and grattage techniques, which involved rubbing and scraping the surface of the canvas to create textured, abstract patterns. His paintings, like the elephant Celebes and the robing of the bride, often featured strange, dreamlike scenes and mysterious hybrid creatures. Surrealism was a groundbreaking movement that pushed the boundaries of artistic expression, inviting viewers to explore the hidden depths of their subconscious and embrace the power of imagination. The captivating and overworldly works of Dali, Magritte, and Ernst continue to inspire and enchant, reminding us that art can be a window into the realm of dreams and the unknown. As we move further into the 20th century, we come to a pivotal movement in art history when two distinct movements emerged, each with its own unique approach to artistic expression. First up is Abstract Expressionism, a movement born in the aftermath of World War II, which saw artists exploring the raw power of color, form, and emotion. And later, we'll discuss pop art, a movement that emerged in the 1950s and 60s, drawing inspiration from popular culture and mass media. Abstract Expressionism was characterized by its focus on the act of painting itself, with artists like Jackson Pollock, Mark Rothko, and Willem de Kooning creating bold, large-scale works that emphasized gesture, texture, and the interplay of color. This movement marked a significant shift in the art world, as the epicenter of artistic innovation moved from Paris to New York City. Jackson Pollock, perhaps the most famous abstract expressionist, revolutionized the way paintings were created with his drip technique. By dripping and splattering paint onto the canvas, Pollock created intricate, layered compositions that conveyed a sense of energy and movement. His work, like Autumn Rhythm and Number 1A, challenged traditional notions of painting and opened up new possibilities for artistic expression. Mark Rothko, another key figure in abstract expressionism, created mesmerizing works that consisted of large, luminous fields of color. Rothko's paintings like Number 14 and Orange, Red, Yellow invite the viewer to become absorbed in their sublime beauty and evoke a profound emotional response. Willem de Kooning, known for his powerful, gestural brush strokes, created intense, expressive paintings that often featured abstracted figures and landscapes. Works like Woman 1 and Excavation showcase de Kooning's unique ability to convey emotion and energy through his dynamic compositions. And now let's fast forward to the emergence of pop art, a movement that drew inspiration from the mass media, advertising, and consumer culture of the 1950s and 60s. Artists like Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein, and Jasper Jones embraced the imagery of popular culture, blurring the lines between high art and everyday life. Andy Warhol, the undisputed king of pop art, is famous for his iconic depictions of celebrities, everyday objects, and commercial imagery. Warhol's screen prints like Marilyn Monroe and Campbell's soup cans questioned the nature of fame, consumerism, and the role of the artist in contemporary society. Roy Lichtenstein's work often featured comic book style imagery characterized by bold lines, bright colors, and Ben-Day dots. By elevating comic strips and other popular imagery to the status of fine art, Lichtenstein challenged traditional notions of what art could be. His paintings like Wham and Drowning Girl are both visually striking and thought-provoking. Lastly, we have Jasper Johns, whose enigmatic paintings of flags, targets, and numbers blurred the line between abstraction and representation. Works like Flag and Target with Four Faces encouraged viewers to reconsider the meaning behind familiar symbols and objects and question the nature of art itself. The rise of abstract expressionism and pop art marked a major turning point in modern art as artists continued to push the boundaries of what was possible, exploring new ways to engage with their audiences and respond to the world around them. These movements and the artists who defined them have left a lasting impact on the course of art history, inspiring generations of artists to come. And now, as we enter the final stretch of our journey through the evolution of modern art, it's essential to discuss the profound impact that technology has had on the art world. From the emergence of digital art to the role of social media, technology has transformed not only the way art is created, but also how it's accessed and shared. First, let's talk about digital art and new media. As computers and digital technology have become more sophisticated, artists have embraced these tools to create innovative and groundbreaking works of art. Digital art encompasses a wide range of techniques and forms, including computer-generated imagery, interactive installations, and even art created using virtual reality. Next, let's discuss the impact of the internet on the accessibility and dissemination of art. The internet has made it possible for artists to share their work with a global audience, breaking down geographic barriers and allowing for greater exposure than ever before. Online platforms, galleries, and museums have made it easier for people to access and engage with art, democratizing the art world and fostering a new generation of artists and collectors. Social media has also played a significant role in shaping the art world. Platforms like Instagram and Facebook have become essential tools for artists to showcase their work, build their brand, and connect with fans and collectors. Social media has not only changed the way artists market themselves, but has also created new opportunities for collaboration and creative exchange. And finally, let's take a moment to consider some of the future trends in modern art, as technology continues to evolve and shape the way we create and experience art. Virtual reality, for example, offers exciting possibilities for immersive, interactive art experiences, allowing viewers to explore and engage with art in entirely new ways. Another fascinating development is the emergence of AI-generated art, in which artificial intelligence algorithms are used to create original works of art. This raises intriguing questions about the nature of creativity, the role of the artist, and the boundaries between human and machine-made art. The influence of technology on modern art cannot be understated, as artists continue to explore new mediums and push the boundaries of what is possible. We can only imagine what the future holds for the ever-evolving world of art. Now, before we wrap up, let's take a moment to revisit some of the key words, phrases, and expressions we use throughout this episode. By understanding these terms in context, you'll have a deeper appreciation for the world of modern art. We'll start now with an important phrase we used when discussing the avant-garde. The term avant-garde refers to artists or artworks that push the boundaries of what is considered conventional or traditional. In the context of the evolution of modern art, the avant-garde often challenged established norms and ushered in new artistic movements like the ones we discussed throughout the episode. Next, let's talk about a phrase that we mentioned in relation to surrealism, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the part of our brain that stores memories, feelings, and thoughts that we're not consciously aware of. Surrealist artists like Dalí and Magritte were deeply interested in exploring the subconscious mind, using their art to tap into the world of dreams and the unknown. Another key term from our episode is gestural brushstrokes, which we use when discussing Willem de Kooning's work in abstract expressionism. Gestural brushstrokes are characterized by their loose, expressive quality, and they often convey a sense of energy and movement. These brushstrokes can be seen in many abstract expressionist paintings, reflecting the artist's focus on the act of painting itself. And now let's look at a word that came up in our discussion of pop art. Consumerism. Consumerism is a social and economic phenomenon characterized by the promotion and acquisition of consumer goods. Pop art artists like Warhol and Lichtenstein were interested in exploring consumerism, using their art to comment on the role of mass media, advertising, and popular culture in shaping our desires and values. And finally, we'll discuss a term that emerged when talking about the influence of technology on modern art: AI-generated art. AI-generated art refers to artworks created using artificial intelligence algorithms. This innovative approach to art raises interesting questions about the nature of creativity and the distinction between human-made and machine-made art. By revisiting these keywords and phrases, we can deepen our understanding of the concepts and themes we explored throughout this episode. I hope these explanations have provided you with some valuable insights into the world of modern art. As we reach the conclusion of this episode, let's take a moment to recap the fascinating journey we've taken through the evolution of modern art. From the birth of modern art in the late 19th century with movements like Impressionism and Post-Impressionism, to groundbreaking 20th century movements like Cubism, Surrealism, Abstract Expressionism, and Pop Art, we've explored how artists have continually pushed the boundaries of artistic expression and shaped the world of art as we know it today. We also discussed the significant impact of technology on modern art, including the rise of digital art, the influence of the internet, and the role of social media in shaping the art world. These innovations have not only transformed the way art is created, but also how it's accessed, shared, and experienced. I encourage you, my dear listeners, to explore and engage with modern art. Visit galleries, museums, and online platforms to discover the rich history and diversity of artistic expression. Remember that art is a reflection of our society, culture, and emotions, and it has the power to inspire, provoke, and even change the way we see the world. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of English Plus. I hope you've enjoyed this exploration of the evolution of modern art as much as I have. Be sure to join us for our next episode, where we'll be diving into another engaging topic that I'm sure you won't want to miss. As always, I'm your host Danny, and it's been a pleasure to be with you on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and thank you for listening to English Plus. I will see you next time.